free shipping and handling. 520-625-3727. NativeBrews.com. If I traded it all. So welcome back, everyone. I am so excited to bring on my next guest. She has not been on the show before. Excuse me. I have Joanne Deck, and she is a dating coach and an author as well. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do, and I want to talk about the book. It's called Sane Sex for Singles. Oh, boy. I get to say that over again several times. Sane Sex for Singles. And it's a great book, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's a three-time award winner, and we're going to open up the lines to the audience for everybody to enter in to win. She wants to give one away and a one-hour dating coach session. So our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. Talk about yourself, Joanne.
Okay. I am the owner of Nurture You. It's a success coaching business. I coach folks in a lot of areas, and one of them is dating. I was inspired to write a dating book after my own dating experience several years ago where I met the love of my life.
We've now been married 5 years. How did you do it? That's what we all want to know, how to do it.
Oh, I tell you, you have to hang in there. I knew that I had never really been, even though I've been married twice before, I had not met the love of my life. And I was just absolutely convinced that that was something that was meant to be for me. And I hung on to that, and I did everything they say to do and hung in there and ultimately learned a lot, which resulted in the book, and I met Roger.
Wow, that's so cool. And here's what we're going to do. We have our lines open here. If you're single, and if you've been dating, both men and women.
Mm-hmm. And also, the book, the concept applies not just to heterosexual couples. It's all sexual orientations can hear this message and have related to it. I have all ages and all sexual orientations relating to my book.
Okay. And everyone is calling in. You get to get entered in to win a signed autographed copy of the book, Sane Sex for Singles. And we're going to have to talk a little bit about that. Every time I say it, I raise my eyebrows because, you know, you're getting entered in to win that. And as well as a one-hour dating coach session, I want them to know what that is. What is a one-hour dating coach session, comprise of?
We sit down and get to know each other, and I get to find out what's going on. Why are you interested in this? What's happening in your dating experience? So we can do this face-to-face. We can do it by Skype or by phone. And we look at what the belief systems are, what approaches you're taking, and share lessons, and we go from there.
If you're single, I want you to call in. I don't care what, male, female, it doesn't matter. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free it's 1-866-536-1100. I'm going to start.
Okay.
I'm single.
Great.
Long time. Okay, but right now by choice for the moment, but soon not to be. Okay, so what do I do? What do I do? I'm in my session. What do I do, Joanne?
Okay, so we talk about what is your objective? Are you looking for marriage? Are you looking for a long-term relationship?
Just long-term right now.
Okay.
Right.
So we look at how are you meeting people? What have you done? And what are your goals?
Okay, so it's all about starting at the bottom of what it is first, what you want, and then kind of what to do. Let's talk about the book. Can you read about that in this book, too?
Absolutely, because the first step, Sane Sex is all about having emotional intimacy before we move to physical intimacy. That's really what Sane Sex is. I call what you see today on television and in the movies today's dating model. And if you've watched television, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is the scenario. Two people meet, they're attracted to each other. They move almost immediately to having sex. Sometimes the day they meet. I see this on TV all the time, mm-hmm. hoping emotional intimacy will result. And it virtually never does in real life. It may on television and the movies, but it doesn't to
so
you and me.
So it means don't put out.
Don't. People move too quickly. Instead, wait. We start with attraction usually. Let emotional intimacy develop. And from there, the physical intimacy is a done deal. There's no conniving because it's very natural. Think about it. If we're attracted to someone and we're emotionally close to them, it's just natural that we want to be physically close to them. So that's just the way the process works best. So it's not an ethical, moral, religious kind of message at all. It's a common sense. It's just sane.
Yeah, it makes sense to be sane and not jump into anything.
So the first step for anyone is how well do you know yourself? How well do you like yourself? Do you know yourself? and what is it you're looking for in a relationship, and you need to be those things first.
It makes
sense. And bring that in.
Now, again, our lines are open here. What we're going to do is we're going to let everybody call in so that they can get a signed autographed copy of the book. They're going to get entered in to win one, and as well as you're going to get a one-hour dating coach session that can be done either Skype or however over the phone.
That's right.
And again, our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You can check her out on her website, which is Joanne Deck, and that's DECK.com. Okay. Can't wait to go into diving into more about the book. Okay. I know I want to talk about you anymore. I'm going to go right into the book. Okay. First of all, in your book, what you said, what the one biggest mistake is. Everybody's jumping into bed.
They're too influenced by what they see. Everybody tells me things have changed, Joanne. No, it hasn't. The way people meet has changed, and sadly, the way they communicate, there's way too much texting and dating going on today. In my opinion, as I work with folks and find out that they broke up or they had a very difficult conversation via text, not so good. So that's a big mistake people make, and they're influenced by that. And they also think, if I don't sleep with him, I'll never get asked out again. And that's a sad thing. That's a big mistake people make.
That's been going on for years.
Well, I think it's when my experience, what really prompted me to write the book is that there was so much more emphasis on sex early on in the relationship this last time I was dating than there had been 20 years previously. It really struck me. Here I was 20 years older, and men were asking for sex on the second date. And when it didn't happen, I didn't hear from them again. I had not experienced that 20 years earlier.
Well, I don't know. It just seems to me like I've heard people say things like, the third date, you got to do it or whatever.
That's right.
That's what they're saying.
And that's right. And you know what I say? Let it be whatever. Let them move on.
Yeah, let them move on.
Because what I found is ultimately there are those who are looking for more. And when you know that and you know your value and you present that, all of a sudden it becomes obvious to them, you know, this is someone special. And think about it. This is what happens. It's the law of supply and demand. When people have, when they have sex with anyone they go out with, having sex with them is no big deal. Now, all of a sudden, don't be too impressed with yourself that I'm having sex with you, because I do that with everyone I go out with. You're nothing special and I'm nothing special. When you don't do that, you raise your value because you have diminished quantity.
It makes such sense, but yes, everybody out there, there's a lot of us out there that are single and we don't know what to do. I'm not there at that yet, because it's just my choice. But I want to hear from anybody out there who would like to call in and even just say whether you are single or not, and whether or not how long you've been single and what you've gone through to try and find that right person. Again, our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Everybody's going to get entered in to win a signed autographed copy of her book, Sane Sex for Singles. Can you get this at Amazon.com or any of those?
Yes, it's on Amazon, it's on my website, and it's on Kindle.
Okay, and again, you get to call in and talk about whether you are what you've been dealing with. Again, that's 602-277-5369. And check her out on her website, which is joannedeck.com. All right, well, I want to go into more of the book. Some of the things that you recommend people to do besides that one number one thing which you just mentioned, what are they?
Know yourself. You have to go in with really liking yourself and know yourself. And then try different things. People, they go to the bar scene. If you've been somewhere and it's been a bad experience, repeatedly, people do the same thing over and over again.
Yes, but what about these internet dating services? What do you think about them?
I would say try it and see. I personally didn't do well, but I know others who have. So I tried several of them. You meet in a safe place. Realize that
whatever happened to somebody telling you, have I got a guy for you? Whatever happened to that?
That I never had that. I agree with you.
I didn't either.
That was such a... I think it used to happen. But no one ever recommended anyone to me. I was on my own. So I did internet dating. I did speed dating. I went to Calculated Couples, which is he has a dance every week, for almost every weekend. That's where I met Roger. I met him at a singles dance. I went to church groups. But you can do other things. They don't have to be singles oriented. You can go to your church and take a class or volunteer. The Humane Society, go volunteer somewhere where your heart is and you're just being yourself and you're projecting who you are and what you believe in, you're going to find like-minded people. And that's a great way to meet someone who has a common interest you have and similar values.
Well, it's a great idea, but I think a lot of people out there feel like it's just never going to happen. It's just, you know, that's just not going to be a part of my life. I'm going to end up with, you know, a lone bag lady or something like that.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because there is very much, the book is not a faith-based book, but it is, has spiritual tones in it, no question. And one of them is very New Thought, Law of Attraction. So if you put out there that you will never happen, and remember what I started with, I knew I had not met the love of my life, and I knew I was meant to. I believe that. I had a spiritual teacher say to me that any desire I have starts with God, and therefore God wants it for me, as long as it's a good one, not hurting anyone. And certainly my being in a loving relationship isn't going to hurt anyone.
Well, our lines are open here, and so you can call in and get entered in to win. Also, tell us, what are you dealing with? 602-277-5369, and toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. What I like about this the most, too, nobody's going to know who you are. You're going to get some free advice right here on the air. 602-277-5369. I want you to...
Do any of these sound like you? Are you overwhelmed, stressed out, or feeling a little stuck in your life? Are you lacking self-confidence? Are you struggling with your teens? If you want to change this, call Breaking Your Barriers Coaching for an affordable action plan and stress reduction techniques to get you more of what you want in life. Call 480-216-0414, 480-216-0414, and check out the videos on breakingyourbarriers.com.
Are you a residential landlord with a tenant you need to evict? My name is Carlton Kassler, a practicing landlord-tenant attorney with over 20 years' experience. I can help you with all of your landlord-tenant issues, including a custom-drafted rental agreement. When you call my office, you will speak with me. If there is a court hearing, I will handle it personally. When it comes to landlord-tenant questions, I have the answers. Call 602-255-0101. That's 602-255-0101. KasslerLawOffice.com.
Are you overwhelmed with your stuff? Do you start a project and then stop short because you don't know what to do with your clutter? Hi, my name is Bridges Connor with Get Organized with Bridges. Start your new year off right. Let Get Organized with Bridges help you clear your clutter and create some calm in 2014. Visit GetOrganizedWithBridges.com. 480-297-7355. 480-297-7355. Get organized with Bridges.com.
Pay off your existing mortgage, supplement your income, or get cash, all without having to make a monthly payment as long as you live in your home. Call Kurt Larson of the Larson Reverse Mortgage Team at Homeowners Financial Group, 602-717-9698, 602-717-9698, NMLS number 207559. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without prior notice. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. NMLS number 93718, Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC, is an equal housing lender. Arizona Mortgage Bankers License number 0906222.
I'm attorney Lem Carlos. Immigration reform is a topic that is on everyone's mind. Unfortunately, it seems that all anybody ever hears about is how nothing is getting done. I'm here to let you know that even without a comprehensive immigration reform bill, there are several programs that the government has released that might be helpful for you. Don't wait to become a victim. Take your future into your own hands and make an appointment to find out if you qualify. Call 480-355-4245 for your free consultation. 480-355-4245 or visit us at azcarloslaw.com. If I traded
it all, we are back and we're talking with Joanne Deck. She is a dating coach as well as an author. Her book is called Sane Sex for Singles. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it on Kindle and many other places, but you can get it here right now if you call in, and you're going to get one signed autographed copy of her book as well as a one-hour dating coach session, which people may think they don't need. But, I think there's too many of us out there, and a lot of people, not everybody is happily married. Definitely not. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the need for all this.
49% of the population is single. So I have a huge, potentially huge market out there. And a lot of people have given up. That's what
so
really
don't give up.
Me.
Give us a call here right now. It's not worth it to give up. I did for 10 years, but you know what? I'm back. But I think there's a lot of people out there that were single, that were raising their children, you know, and now they're getting to that point where they feel that they could.
That's
you
right.
know, maybe.
That's exactly it. A lot of people getting back into dating. And unfortunately, they're listening to their friends and they're watching television, going to the movies and saying, oh, my heavens, that's the way it's done. My father had the same impression when he moved out here from Florida after mom died. I had a date. And the next day he said to me, well, when did he go home? I said, what do you mean? Daddy went home last night. I had a date. It was last night. He assumed we had spent the night together because of what he saw on television, not because of who I am. I said, Jake, you know I don't do that. But that was his impression. And that made a powerful impact on me, realizing the impact that the media has on people.
Absolutely. It's also get pressure from these guys, especially if you're young and you're dating. You get pressure from them, too.
Well, the under 30, they don't know any other way. See, baby boomers, when they read my message, hear me speak, they know.
They get
deep
it.
Down, they know, you know what? This is uncomfortable for me to do it this way. I like taking my time. I don't want to be intimate with virtual strangers. But the under 30, they have no clue because they've never been taught anything different.
So our lines are open here. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. What are you doing out there to try and meet somebody? Is it working for you? Is it working for you? It's not. It doesn't happen so fast. Or maybe if you have a good experience, you can call in too. You're going to get a signed autographed copy of the book, as well as a one-hour dating coach session, which is done via phone or Skype. Again, our number here is 602-277-5369. And if you want to also check her out on her website, it's Joanne with an E, Deck, DECK.com, and give us a call here. I know we're getting a call. We're going to try and get everyone that's calling in. Dating, scary. I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin now. You know, I've been so long, I wouldn't even know what to do. I would be what I call on spilkas if I was going on a date. And I want to go on a date. Well, I haven't been on a date in so long, it's not even funny.
I was the same way. And I have to tell you, I had to learn the hard way not to lower my standards and to pay attention when this was not a guy that I really should be going out with. And I had to go through several miserable experiences.
So how many of us, though, we go out, we meet, we're going to meet somebody. You know, we go. We know within 2 seconds whether this is really right or not, practically. I know for me, I walk in, that's wrong, I'm out. No.
Well, I thought I like speed dating. Frankly, I enjoyed speed dating.
How do you speed date?
Speed dating, there are events all over town. I find them on the internet, and you go in. And guys, especially guys, there are typically more women than men. If there's an imbalance, they need more men. So guys go. And you sit down. The gals usually stay stationary, and the men rotate around. And you have anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes to talk to that person. And that is enough time to know, do I want to see them again? And if you both say yes, you blindly say, I'd like to exchange information or not. If you both say yes, you get the other person's information, and then you decide what to do with it.
Now, this book is for both. It doesn't matter what age. It doesn't matter what your preferences are. It doesn't matter. It's sane sex for singles. It's a 3-time award winner, and they say don't wait to read this book. Again, our lines are open here, and our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free it's 1-866-536-1100. Get a signed autographed copy of the book. Okay, one of the things that you're talking about here is about waiting is the book, and it relevant to someone who isn't looking for marriage. There's a lot of people who are older.
That's right.
Like me, who don't necessarily want to get married. You know, maybe that's not a no right now, but it's something that's not important.
That's right.
That really it's all about finding somebody as a companion.
Yes. So I invite people to think about what it is, how it would feel. One of the ways to tell, should I sleep with this person or not? Sane sex happens, I haven't mentioned this yet, Carol, but sane sex happens in the context of an exclusive, loving relationship. So if you are contemplating, because you're not necessarily thinking about marriage, having sex with someone and you're not yet exclusive with each other or in a loving relationship, how would you feel if that person had sex with someone else? How would that make you feel if you ran into them and
care.
They were with someone else?
I don't care. No, that's fine. No. Let me finish my sentence. I don't care whether or not I was in a relationship with him or not. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
I just said it. You didn't let me finish.
Sorry.
I do care. I would be so mad it's not even funny.
Right.
Because I have different morals than that.
Right. And a lot of people are that way, or they haven't asked the question of themselves. So now they're, what's happening is, you said earlier, they get panicky. I'll never have a date again. I'll be alone sitting there. So I guess I have to sleep with them. So I do. And then they end up, I've literally had this happen where I was with a guy one night, not one night, one evening. Mm-hmm. I did not sleep. And the next day we saw each other at a dance and he was out with someone else. And I thought, my heavens, if I had slept with him, I'd have been so hurt now. Even though we hadn't committed to each other, I knew me. I was like you, Carol. It would have bothered me.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's some people out there, they, I don't want to say what they call it, you know, buddies like that. You call it, I don't know if it's the silly sex of this part of it or sex for the sake of it.
Sex for the sake of it. Well, people just have sex because they want to have sex. And that's usually younger folks. You know, uh-huh. they want to have sex. And if that's them, then same sex, they're probably not interested in that. But but the problem is that not a lot of times both parties don't feel that way.
Okay.
You know what your goal is here.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about this. This book, though, is not all about the sex part of dating.
No, not at all.
Let's talk about that because I want to get that out there. Go ahead.
It's a lot about how to create emotional intimacy. And the fact that we need to be emotionally intimate with someone else. So, again, as you're looking to meet people, where are you looking to meet them? And then when you do have a date with someone, what are you doing?
Okay, let me ask you this. How about those people who are getting emotionally connected with somebody?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're really excited, you know? They've been on 4 dates, and they're really getting along, and they're excited. And then they, whatever, they do it.
Right.
They never hear from him again.
Yes.
Happens all the time.
Yes, and frankly, it does, and I've had it with folks I've worked with, clients.
A lot of people out there are really thinking, I don't care, maybe it's even a month. You haven't done it, you haven't put out, right? And so and the same thing happens.
So I go back to my exclusive and loving. Have you said I love you to each other? Have you?
Now that's too early.
Okay.
Unless you know right away.
It's too early to have sex just because of what you said. I didn't make the rules up. I reflected and wrote on what I saw. And I have to say, in the 5 years since I've been married now, nothing's changed. I still have people telling me they did exactly what you said. I started feeling closer to him. It was going so well. And it's not that he didn't call, but then they saw something else in him. Bottom line is, it didn't work. And so I would go back and say, okay, so let's just look at it. Were you exclusive? Had you said, I never heard you said I love you to each other. Did you? Well, no. Okay, then. And they come to the conclusion, we had sex too soon. I said, exactly. It raises the stakes. Sane sex is, we haven't mentioned safe sex.
Well, let's talk about that real quickly because we only have a few more minutes.
Sane sex is always safe. There's a continuum, and safe sex is the absolute bare minimum, no matter what. And that is true no matter whether you just want sex, you must be safe. There's way too much STD and disease out there today.
Okay, so are we asking for the proof of everything before we do anything?
We better be that. We better be that. We better know that. Mm-hmm. Or we're using protection. Mm-hmm. We're using protection always, and that's really more realistic.
Yeah.
We're using protection.
Yeah, because they're not going to tell you.
Yeah, and they usually don't have protection. So be prepared. Be prepared. That's a whole other conversation.
Well,
we don't
that's
have time
another
for.
Different because that you're going back to doing it too soon. But then again, what happens to these people that they're going on these dates and they're getting involved and then something happens?
That's right. That's right. I found he was never prepared. So I would have men asking me for sex. They were never prepared to be safe. And that's a deal breaker. And you need to decide that's a deal breaker. But sane sex takes it one more level and helps to protect you emotionally by taking time to make sure you are committed to each other and there is love in the relationship. When you wait that long, it's a different deal.
Okay, guys, the book is called Sane Sex for Singles. And you can get it at Amazon.com or calling in here. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. It is not just for adults. It's also for teenagers, but maybe about 20.
Yes, I like to say 18, high school. Remember, sex creates life.
Right.
So teenagers under
I
high
love
school,
that. I
high
like
school,
those
no
words.
Business having sex.
Right.
You've got to be able to be married, support a family, because you're playing with the big stakes here.
Right. Again, you can get it at Amazon.com. We're going to let you call in for the next 5 minutes here at 602-277-5369. Her website is Joanne with an E, Joanne Deck.com. And her phone number, if you want to call her direct, is 602-909-8598. People call in, but they're embarrassed. I don't know what it is. Don't be embarrassed. If I can talk about it, why can't you? Again, give her a call. Her number is 602-909-8598. You're going to get a signed autographed copy of her book, Enter to Win One of Those, as well as a one-hour dating coach session so you can get some advice on what we're doing wrong. Again, our number here is 602-277-5369. We'll give you 5 more minutes to call in for that. And check her out on the website. It's Joanne with an E, deck.com.
Hi, my name is Dean Silver, MD. I practice personal